Hi everybody, this is Monica Regina Jones and I'm here to do another broadcast. And this one is going to be called, Did God Really Say? Did God Really Say? So I wanted to talk about something that happened to me actually this morning. I kind of alluded to it a little bit on the last podcast of I'm not timid, but I'm tenderhearted. But I wanted to make this next broadcast and go into more depths with it, elaborate more on it, because I'm pretty sure the person meant well, but this is also a teachable moment for all of us in whatever situation we're in. So, yesterday was my birthday, and I became 42 years old. I'm a 42-year-old young woman with no kids, and I'm not married. And I'm living a life of purity before the Lord. I'm abstaining until I get married. And I've been on this journey for several years now. And while on this journey, my mindset has changed. I used to be more so about getting married. Oh, Lord, I just want to get married. Oh, Lord, I just want to have children. And it was so much on my mind that it became an idol in my life. For a long time, I idolized marriage and I even was envious of those who were married with children, not really realizing what they were going on, what was going on behind closed doors in their life. You know, what if some of the people didn't marry God's best for them? And so forth and so on. So my birthday wasn't really extravagant, but it was a nice birthday. And I was just grateful to God for just seeing 42. So this morning, I got up and I looked over my phone. And I saw a little icon in the corner. And then I saw a little bubble that showed me that I had a message in Messenger. And most of the time in the morning, what I do is I get up and I always go to Bible Gateway and I read a scripture and then I read the chapter. And then I like talk with God. But I didn't do that this morning. I'm not going to lie. I didn't do that this morning. I was curious. I'm like, well, who in the world is messaging me? And I was thinking, well, maybe just somebody messaging me about, you know, a late birthday or something. So I wasn't really pressed about it, but I opened it up. And it was a guy, one of my brothers from one of the African countries. And he inboxed me. He was saying that, you know, you're 42 years old and you really should consider marriage. You really should consider it. And he was like, please, you know, consider it. He was just basically saying, like, that God put it on him to tell me I need to consider becoming married. And so, I said, okay. So, he called me from Messenger. And it was like probably 6-something in the morning. And in my mind, I'm like, if God spoke to you, he would have told you, number one, that I was asleep. I was asleep when you called. And number two, he would have told you to pray and not be in my inbox about that situation. Because really, in my heart of hearts, I've come, you know, to be at peace with my journey. I know what God spoke to me pertaining to marriage, but I also know that I must be aligned with God first before I even think about having a husband. If I'm not aligned with God in the areas that I need to be aligned with him in, having a husband is not going to be a help, it's going to be a hindrance. So I proceeded to, I messaged him back. And I said, please don't take this the wrong way. And I basically let him know about our culture. I said, in this culture, it's not the same as African countries. In this culture, things are different. In this culture, the men outnumber the women. The men have a variety of women to choose from, races and so forth. And the men typically don't settle down at an early age. At least not most of them do, because they have so many options. They have so many races of women to pick from. And as being a black woman, you know, statistically it says we're the least likely to get married. Statistically, it says that. God didn't say that. Statistics say that. And, you know, so I'm explaining to him, you know, and I told him, I said, it's not God's plan for me as a woman to go out and to compete for another man's affection, to convince a man to be with me, to beg or even force a man to pick me or be with me or choose me. That's not his way. That's not his plan for my life. And I'm not going to do that. Period. So he responds back. And he was like, yes, what you said is true. Biblically speaking, it's true. But he said, but God told me that you aren't doing everything that you need to do to be found by a husband. And he said some other things. But he basically, the thing that I remember the most was he said that God, he said, I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. You're not doing everything that you need to be doing to become the bone for somebody. And he was saying that I shouldn't have, I don't need a man. I need to stop saying I don't need a man or whatever. And, you know, he was like, well, you know, you enjoy the rest of your week and you know, and I hope you had a good birthday and so forth and so on. I'm just paraphrasing. So finally, I said, this is the thing. I never said that I don't need a man. I did say, however, that I will not beg a man or force a man to be with me. I do desire marriage, but it's according to God's timing and not any other human being's ideology of what that time frame is. Now, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember everything I said. But I said, if the Lord did say for you to inbox me or whatever, then just intercede on my behalf. Because God knows my spirit. God knows my mentality and my thought process. And he knows that the things that were spoken in that inbox, that's not who I am as a person. And that's why we have to be careful, even when we call ourselves speaking for God. We need to really make sure that's who is speaking through us and that it's not self. I honestly believe that he looked at the fact that I was 42 and unmarried and no children, and it bothered him. It grieved him. And he took it upon himself to try to call me through Messenger and then inbox me. Because in his culture, they don't do that there. They don't, women don't, most women probably aren't in their 40s and they're married. So it bothered him. But like I let him know that we have to be so careful not to put what we feel as being God. I feel a lot of things within a day's time. Everything I feel ain't God. I can feel strongly about something, but that doesn't mean it is God. And that's why I titled this message, Did God Really Say? Because there's been instances in my life where people have spoken things to me and said, God said this, but God didn't say, because he would let me know I didn't say that. I didn't hear, you know, I said, that doesn't sound like God. That sounds like your opinion. That sounds like how you feel. That sounds like something you're projecting onto someone else. That's not God. And see, God teaches us how to discern. And see, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I tried to be very respectable with this gentleman. But at the same time, I was not going to have him in my inbox telling me what I'm doing wrong. Because we have a lot of that going on in America. Anyway, we have a lot of voices telling us as people, especially as women, what we're doing wrong, why we're single. And I know God speaks through people, but I highly doubt that the Lord sent that man to be in my inbox first to try to call me through Messenger while I was sleeping to say something that is really none of his concern. And my thing is, when we're concerned about something, we should just pray. I mean, I've been in situations where I've seen people in situations. I've seen them in patterns. And I'm not always led of God to say anything to them. And I'm concerned. But God says, pray that my will be done. Pray that my will be done. Because we don't really know how God is working or orchestrating things in someone else's lives by how it seems, by how it appears. So we have to use wisdom and know when to speak and when to pray. We have to get out of, you know, our how we perceive things. Our perception isn't always right. We're not always walking in the spirit either. We're not always discerning in the right way. Sometimes we're just suspicious and calling it discernment. And we got to be careful with that. Now, we've all done this. I mean, I've done this. You know, I've said some things and thought it was God, and it turned out it was just me out of concern. And so, when I told him that, I said, just intercede. I said, just intercede. And he was like, he put up that I submit at the bottom. And I was like, because he messaged me back. I was like, you know what, I'm done with it. Because I was talking to God. And I was just like, God, I'm going to be honest. I said, I don't feel that was you. I don't believe that was you. Because you've been talking to me more about being aligned with you. You've been talking to me about not walking in the fence and being watchful of pride and being tenderhearted and understanding who I am in you and walking in your power and your authority. You weren't talking to me about a husband, about a man. That's not what you were speaking to me about. That's why I was like, you know, that's just someone being concerned. And I mean, this happened to me before, somebody else a few years ago, a brother from one of the African countries, he called me through Messenger asking me why was I not married. And I'm like, why is it any of your concern why I'm not married? I'm like, you know, you're married, you have your wife, you need to focus on her and focus on the life that you two have together. Don't focus on me because I'm not your concern. God has me. And so that's why I say I feel like it's more of a cultural thing with African people, especially African men, because of how they were brought up and the ideologies they have. And I mean, I can respect that, but that can't be pushed and bombarded on to me as saying, well, you're not doing A, B, C, and D, and that's why you're single. Because like I said, in America, especially black women, and I'm not trying to make this a racial issue, but as a black woman, I hear it a lot, why we as black women are single, why we as black women don't get married, and why men don't want us, or black men don't want us, and why we need to just start dating outside our race because black men could never want us. I mean, and I'm just like, to each their own, but that's not the solution for every single black woman. To me, that's just, you know, it's just foolishness to me. Because people, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with if that's what you want to do. If you want to be with someone of a different race, and I don't even know why I end up on this, but I mean, I'm just saying as being a black woman, those are a black single woman who's in her 40s. I've heard all this stuff for as long as I can remember. And then I see a lot of men trying to quote unquote minister to black women. And all it is, it's like I'm not going to say all of them are after, you know, money, and they're in that particular market to get rich, but a lot of them are. And because black women, we'll buy the books, we'll go to the conferences, we'll do all that, we'll watch the movies, we'll do whatever it takes because we want to know. We want a solution to our problem. We want a solution to our problem. And so I feel like because of that, we've been kind of deceived. And we've lost a lot of money going to, you know, being so marriage focused when we need to be. I feel like as black women who are single, we need to really focus on the Lord and what He would have us to do while we're single. Because it's nothing wrong with being married, but being married is not the end all be all. You know, it's just a state. It's just like one person living in Baltimore, Maryland, another person living in Florida. It's two different states. There's pros and cons in each one. There's good things and bad things with each one. So we can't get caught up and we can't get so focused on what other people have to say about our state that we're in. Because it's really, at the end of the day, it's none of their business. And if they truly are concerned, if you are ever in a position in your life where you see somebody, unless the Lord direct you, and you'll know when the Lord directs you to do something, hopefully. And He will give you the words to say. Because it's not going to sound accusatory. It's not going to sound like you. Yeah, I mean, it's going to provide a solution. It ain't just going to be what the Lord said that you need to consider marriage, but there's no strategy in it. There's no blueprint. There's no nothing. It's just, oh, the Lord said you need to consider marriage, but okay, if the Lord told you that, then He should have gave you a strategy or a solution to this situation. And apparently He did not, so therefore it did not come from Him. It came from you. So, I digress, you know, but always be careful with people that try to speak into your life or people that try to use prophetic manipulation because sometimes people do it and they don't even realize that's what they're doing. Sometimes they're just really concerned. They really have an unction to try to talk to you, but it's not that God sent them. It's that they really want to say something to you because they're assuming that you're doing something wrong, or they're assuming that God told them to talk to you. So just my thing is just we have to know God for ourselves and have that relationship with Him for ourselves so that when people come along, we're not tossed to and fro about the things that they say, but that we remember what God has told us. And I know exactly what God has told me pertaining to marriage and what He has told me pertaining to a lot of things concerning me. So that's why, even though, I mean, I wasn't trying to be argumentative, but I just was like, did the Lord really say? And I had to say after that interaction, that the answer was no. So on that note, you all be blessed and have a wonderful day. This is Monica Regina Jones signing off. Bye-bye.